Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you and bless your most holy name for all that you are to us. Lord, you have been so good. You have been so kind. You have been so wonderful. You are so great in our life. What else can we see? Everything has been you. Thank you for the journey of this life. Thank you, God, because it is by you. Thank you for where you have placed us today. Thank you for where we are going. Lord, we thank you, Father, because we shall surely reach the land of promise in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for this program. Thank you for your children who are there already waiting for this program. Lord, I pray this morning that you will bless all of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I also pray, oh God, that every word we are hearing will not stand against us on the day of judgment in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, please, as I open my mouth this morning, fill it, oh Father, Lord, and bless every area of this message, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I want to thank God that you are here this morning. And I want you to know that God is still God. He's our God. He has never changed. Bible says, he said, I am the Lord. I change yet not. That is why the sons of Jacob were not consumed. Hope I meet you well this morning. I want to thank God for all those hearing testimonies with us about this program, how the Lord is using it to touch them and to help them. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for all those seeing us, even on the streets, and sharing with us that they are being blessed by this program. Also, I want to thank God for those still inviting us to minister in various churches. I want to say thank you, and that this labor will not be in vain in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, this morning, I want you to help me to call somebody, your friends, you know, your family, tell them it is now church on air, and it is now that God want to bless us together. This morning, you know, through this word, you will reign. Through this word, you become a champion. Through this word, you receive your miracle. Through this word, you know, God will open channels of blessings into your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so happy this morning, and I give God the glory. This we'll be talking on a new topic that says the little great helpers. The little great helpers. Now, let me first of all say that every one of us need help. You know, there is no one that doesn't need help. Can you see now? Do you even know that God needs our help? Help to minister. For God to manifest in this world, he will need you. Do you understand that? He will need you. Because, you know, God cannot just come from heaven and start to do his own program in this world. Now, for God to do something in this world, he will need sons of men that already has put his spirit upon that they can accomplish that work for him. So, and my prayer is this morning, that God will find you useful, that God will depend upon you for use in the name of Jesus Christ. No, the little great helper. So we need help. We need help. This morning I pray, may your help come in Jesus' name. Now, there are helps you have been waiting for. There are helps that you have been looking unto God for. No, I join my faith with your faith this morning that help is coming. I said that help is coming to you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, this program this morning, our purpose is to connect you to your life or destiny helpers in the name of Jesus Christ. So it shall be the little great helpers. Why are they little? They are little because they look insignificant. These people in the Bible that we are going to share this morning, they are so little that they help somebody and their names are not mentioned. And assuming they did not help that person, the destiny of that person will not be fulfilled. Can you see that? Now, the help they gave looks so small, but yet it's so vital. It's so vital that if that help did not come at that point in time, these people will meet their destiny in life. Can you imagine that? So it is little because they are even most of these people we are sharing this morning, their names are not recorded in the Bible. Imagine that. And yet they did something great. They render help. Now, the counsel this morning is that, you know, please be mindful of people that God is sending to you. Somebody might look insignificant, might look as ordinary, but yet, you know, that person is the one that is carrying your help in life. That is why, you know, you must not just brush people aside. Now, let me go to the scriptures very fast. You know, the little great helper. 1 Samuel chapter number 9. I want us to read from verse 1, you know, because we are going to see, you know, the first case in this scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 9 from verse 1.
Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abia, the son of Zerah, the son of Beturath, the son of Aphia, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man and a godly. And there was not among the children of Israel a godlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And the ashes of Kish's father were lost. And Kish said to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee, and arise, go seek the ashes.
Now, can you see now? Now, you know, the father called the son, you know, the father who is Kish called Saul, that now I have lost some of my ashes. Now go, take one of the servants with you, and let us go. Can you see now? That was the adventure. That was what the father said, not knowing that it's a journey of destiny. It's a journey that will lead Saul, you know, into the purpose why he came to this world. May you embark on such journey in the name of Jesus. You know, a journey that is not unto death. A journey that is to connect you to destiny in life. A journey for you to start to fulfill the purpose why you came to this world. I see you this morning embarking upon that journey in life in the name of Jesus Christ. So what now happened? He obeyed. Can you see that? Now, the beginning of, you know, your success in life is obedience. Saul did not complain. Saul did not argue with his father. He just obeyed, you know, and immediately obeyed. He took the servant, and Bible says, now, verse 4 now.
And he passed through the Mount Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalisha, but they found them not. Then they passed through the land of Shalim, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they found them not. And when they were come to the land of Zoph, Saul said to his servant that was with him, come and let us return, lest my father leave the caring for the ashes and take thought for us.
Now, can you now see now, you know, they have been moving here and there. They are frustrated. You know, they have been looking for the axes. You know, Bible says they moved from Ephraim, they went to Shalisha. From Shalisha, they went to Shalim. From Shalim, they went to Benjamin. They couldn't see the animal. They are frustrated. It's like, you know, nothing good can come out of the journey. Can you imagine that now? Now, what is lost in your life that you are looking for? What are those things that the enemy has stolen? Now, this morning, I want you to know that, you know, you are going to rediscover or you are going to receive back everything that the devil has stolen in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know what, you know, you are seeking this morning. I don't know what the enemy has taken from your life. I don't know the glory that you have lost. But this morning, I am coming to you by the power of the Holy Spirit that everything that you have lost now, I prophesy, receive them back in the name of Jesus. I say receive them back in the name of Jesus. If you have lost your job, if you have lost a child, if you have lost your spouse, if you have lost money, you have lost property, this morning I decree by the anointing of God that receive them back in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the father of Saul called Kish, he lost his animal, he lost his business, he lost, you know, what he put his trust upon. But you know what now? He went seeking for it. You will discover this morning. You will find this morning every opportunity you have lost. I command, now start to receive them back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that was what is happening now. They are looking for what is lost. They are looking for what the enemy has stolen. What has the enemy stolen in your life? Bible says he has come before to steal and to kill and to destroy. Now I hand over to you everything that the power of darkness have taken in your life, in your family, in your business, in your marital life. I'm giving them back to you as your prophet this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, now what now happened? Bible now says that as they were going, they were tired. They were frustrated. It's like a failed journey, not knowing that God is in it. Now, don't be discouraged. For what is happening in your life right now, don't be discouraged. Don't say, Ojiton, It's like there is no way forward. It's like you can't make it again. It's like the end has come. Excuse me, the end has not come. It has not come. Now, see what happened. Now, verse 6 now.
And he said unto him, behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he says come surely to pass. Now let us go hither. Peradventure he can show us our way that we should go. Then said Saul to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we? And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of God to tell us our way.
What a great servant. May God connect you to people that bring fulfillment to your life. Now, you know, when Saul was going, he made the right choice. The servant said, pick one among what? Among the servant. And thank God because he picked the one that will make him to fulfill destiny. You know, the person that you accompany shows what will accompany you. If you work with the right people, your life becomes better. If you work with the wrong people, you know, Bible says the company of, you know, the fool shall be destroyed. The moment you work with the right people, you will make it in life. And that is why this morning, my counsel at this time is that work with right people. Work with people that will be able to bring you to the promise of God. You know, there are people all around you. You love everybody, but choose your friend. Can you see that? Choose your friend. You know, somebody said, show me your friend, and I will tell you whom you are. Hear me, people of God. You are not to walk with everybody. You are to love everybody, but you choose your friend. You know, so thank God for this servant that Paul chose. You know, now Bible now says that he was the one that encouraged him. This man was an encourager. Can you see that? Even though Saul, his ogre, was discouraged. But this guy said, no, we won't go back. Assuming he went back, he could have went back out of destiny. Saul won't be able to become king again. Can you see that? The story of Saul will not hear it again. That could have been the end of the purpose of God in his life. Now, can you see how we miss out? Just a small thing, just a little thing, you miss out of destiny. You miss that purpose that God wants to be in life. I see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International. Behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
I want to welcome you back in the name of Jesus. We are talking about this man and this servant that helped Saul to make it in life. You know, his name was not mentioned. Oh, his name was not mentioned. Now, what is his name? We didn't know his name. The Bible didn't tell us his name. We didn't know where he came from. We didn't know anything about him. But it was the one that connected Saul to Samuel. Hey, and don't forget that Samuel is the destiny helper of Saul. Now, this man, this servant, he was the one that God used to connect Saul to Samuel. Without this man, Saul will not be able to fulfill his ministry in life. Can you start to see right now? So, when Saul was tired, this man, destiny helper, said, no, we are not going back. No, we are not going back. What is going to be, there is a man of God here that is going to help us. Let me tell you, Jesus is all you need in life. Jesus is all you need. When Jesus is there, everything is there. You know, even you have lost something, you know, if you go to Jesus, he will help you. That is why, you know, I want you to know that, you know, you need Jesus. At this point in time, hear me very, very well. You know, you have failed in life. You have been frustrated in life. Like Saul at this point in time. You know, he felt there is no way out again. But you know what now? You know, he was connected to a man of God. Now, you are thinking that you can make it on your own. It is not possible. You can't make it on your own. You need God. You need destiny. But this man, his name was not mentioned. But you know what he said? He said, no, we're not going back. There's a man of God in this city. He always tell people, you know, things, deep things of life. Say, let's go to him. Peradventure, he will show us where to go. And Bible have said that I will help you, I will show you, that I will guide you and show you the way you will go. You know, you need somebody to direct your affairs. Some of you, you think you can make it by yourself. You need God. You know, now, a destiny helper is the one that connects you to the top. This man, his name was not mentioned. He was the one that connected Saul to Samuel. He connected Saul to where? To the throne. Ooh, there's a throne waiting for you. This morning, I'm connecting you there. There's a throne of grace. There's a throne of fulfillment. There's a throne of satisfaction. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are connected. You know, this destiny helper, they facilitate your destiny. Your destiny that is going slowly, that is going backward, you know, they make it to move forward. You know, they add value to your life. They position you so that you arrive at your expected end. Are you listening? That is what destiny helper does. They will position you to arrive at your expected end. You know, they will go out their way to help you. They will go out there. This man could have said, let's go back. I'm also frustrated like you, Saul. He didn't say that. You know, they go out of their way to help you. And that is that they help you to navigate through all obstacles. There are obstacles in life. You know, this destiny and past, they will help you to navigate, you know, to have a way. You know, this destiny and past, they help you to succeed in your career, your family, your ministry. They are the agent of success that God has planted to you. Can you see now? That is what this man has done to Saul. He is also the escapade barriers for you. You know, they fight on your behalf as if the battle is their own. You know, they will fight for you. They will fight on your behalf as if the battle is their own. You know what they do? They use their own network to open up opportunities for you. They use their own network. They use their own, you know, strength, you know, to help you. These are destiny helpers. Can you see that? They are positioned by God to make your way smooth. That God just put them in one angle of your life to make your way to be smooth. You know, they were ordained by God to assist you. You know, may you come near these people in the name of Jesus Christ. They are your body bearers. You know, they are your body bearers. They are the tools that God used to manifest his plan for your life. Oh, may you start to be connected this morning. Why? Because they connect you. That was why this man, he connected some. I see you this morning being connected. I see you this morning, you know, being helped. I see you this morning, you know, that God is doing a new thing in your life. So, when this servant, whose name was not mentioned, told Saul to agree. And that was how the whole story, they met Samuel. And Samuel too, a man of God, who received from God, God told him that this Saul is coming, is the next king of Israel. In a nutshell, that was how Saul became king in Israel. Now, you know the question? I don't know what Saul did to this man, this servant. Probably promoted him to become his lieutenant or to become a captain. I don't know. But without this servant, Saul could have become nothing. Now, can you see life, the work of life? I'm telling you this morning, God is connecting you. This morning, God is helping you in the name of Jesus. Let me show you another little great helper in the Bible in the days of David. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30 and let's start to read from verse number 10. 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 10.
But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread. And he did eat, and they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs, and two clusters of raisin. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again unto him. for he had eaten no bread, nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights.
Now let's stop there. You know what happened that place that David, the Amalekite came, they destroyed everything. Everything he had destroyed. They even carry his children, his sons and daughters, and his wives, into slavery. Imagine that. For the first time in life, we heard that David was crying. He cried that, and people with him, they were crying, that they couldn't cry again. I pray this month, this year, every plan for you to cry, to weep, I nullify it in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened to David shook him. Can you see now? So now David now make an inquiry in verse number 8. Help me to read. Yes.
And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this sheep? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fear recover all.
Pursue, you will surely overtake, and you will recover all. That was why David pursued. And when he pursued, he couldn't get there until he got to the field. He met a boy, an Egyptian boy, who was there to die. They dropped him to die. The boy was sick. You know, these are parts of the Amalekite that destroyed David and, you know, his people. So when David found this boy, they helped him. Oh my God. They gave him food. They gave him bread. They gave him water, you know, and his spirit revived again. Now, if you help somebody, help come to you. The principle, you know, of receiving help is that you must help somebody. You know, if you want help, you want help. You too arrive to what? To help somebody. Can you see now? For people, you don't like to help people. You just want your own to be okay. You don't want people to be lifted to your own ladder. So help people. People too will arise to help you. Now what now happened? David did all those things for that boy. And David was looking for help. Can you see now? He was looking for help, so he has to help the boy. Now verse 13.
And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite. And my master left me, because 3 days are gone, I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, can thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God, that thou wilt neither kill me, nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company.
Okay, now verse 17 now.
And David smote them from the twilight, even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled.
18.
And David recovered all that the Amalekite has carried away, and David rescued his two wives.
You will recover in Jesus' name. This morning, as I'm bringing this message to an end, you recover. Now, can you now see that without this Amalekite, David wouldn't have recovered his wife back, his children back, and the children of all the people that are supporting him. Now, can you see the formula in life that if you want help, you must also show help? Now, David, initially David was discouraged. Bible says he wept until there is no power to weep. Can you see that type of weeping? He wept. There is no power to weep again. Bible now says, the time your weeping cannot solve your problem. Hear me? You can weep from now till eternity. Your problem will still be there. You need to encourage yourself. Bible says, you know, in verse 6, Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. No matter what is happening to you this morning, encourage yourself. Know that the end has not come. Know that God is still able to visit you. Know that God can still come to restore what the devil has destroyed your life. David appreciated the Lord, and because he encouraged himself, the next step, he now inquire. Are you seeing that? Now, he inquired from the Lord. Have you inquired? Have you prayed about your situation? Have you asked God, why am I going through situation? You know, and it was when David made an inquiry that God told him to pursue, to overtake, that he will recover all. Thank God because he recovered all. This morning, you know, I will continue this message next week. But Sheena, you to pursue, for you will overtake, and you will recover all. Now, this man that helped David, what was his name? It was not mentioned. We all know that he's an Egyptian. He is also a slave to an Egyptian. That's all we know. Now, after David recovered his wife, What did he do to this man? The Bible didn't tell us. How he did not help this man again after giving info to Idata. Was that the last thing? We don't even know. There are some people that God has planted into your life. They look insignificant. But today, through this word, as you are going out this week, this month, this year, through the power in this world, be connected to them. I will see you again next week with this message. And tomorrow is church. Tomorrow is the anointing service. I want to lay hands upon you and to anoint your head with oil. Come tomorrow, you will see the God of miracles at work. Thank you so much. The Lord be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Faith Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.